Good morning from St. Moritz. I'm actually in Pontresina, just outside St. Moritz with my friends. I have been coming here for over 20 years, even though I don't know how to ski. I absolutely love taking long walks through the forest with the dogs and with my dear friend Annalisa, whose birthday we are here to celebrate. Anyway, on to what I wanted to talk about today. I have this word moonshot rumbling through the back of my mind, and it has to do with the news this past week. Maria Shriver was kind of everywhere talking about her tenacious advocacy for more information and more concerted effort to focus on women in many different aspects of medical research. Anyway, this word moonshot kept coming up in the news, and I'm thinking about it for a couple of different reasons. First and foremost, because I think I've spoken about this in past episodes, I've always had this longing to be working on something that feels important or bigger than me, some sort of legacy contribution. It's a little bit of longing and a little bit of envy I have for people who do have that in their lives. I remember right before I left New York City, I went on a date with a man who I had actually met many years earlier, who's dedicated his entire life to researching AIDS. And you sort of know when you're around him that everything is second in his life to his mission. I'm sure that has its downsides to it, but it's also incredibly inspiring to see someone so focused and driven and feeling that deep sense of purpose. And in fact, when I hear that word moonshot, that's what comes to me. Like, what would a moonshot look like for me? And it's funny, this morning, as I was sitting here with my coffee, I was thinking, you know what? Actually, for some people, for a recovering alcoholic or drug addict, for example, a moonshot may be simply getting through the day, or someone who's in a difficult situation with a child or a marriage or a job, the moonshot may be much closer in, and it may just be getting through the week or the month or whatever that timeline looks like. So when you flip it and the moonshot isn't all about some big audacious goal and you're starting closer in, I would say right now, my moonshot is getting through the next couple of weeks of Dear Constance. I have been completely tongue-tied. It's been incredibly challenging for me. And I'm not sure whether it's because I'm in a moment where I'm not as contemplative as usual, or probably a better way to say that would be I'm so present to what's happening in my life right now and the fact that I'm in a transition and ending one phase and moving closer and closer towards returning to New York, that I simply feel like I don't have a lot to say. Or perhaps better said, I haven't taken the time to sit with the many things that are going through my head these days. So yeah, that's my moonshot right now. It's sitting right in front of me. And instead of looking over yonder, I'm starting much closer in. And I'm reminding myself, moonshots really do come in many different shapes and forms. And sometimes you simply need to start close in. So there's my note to self for the day. What's your moonshot this week? I'll leave you with that. Until next time, from my heart to yours.